12-year-old Keontae Cook spent about 4 years in foster care. He was adopted 2 years ago. He now lives outside Dallas. Like almost a third of foster kids in 2008, he was taking psychotropic drugs to treat behavior problems while he was in state custody.
All I knew was that if I didn't take them like I was told to, I couldn't watch TV, play video games, or play with my toys.
Keontae testified before a Senate panel in Washington on Thursday.
Some of the meds I took made me have stomach aches. I would get so tired all of a sudden, it felt like I would collapse wherever I was in the house. My foster parents would tell me something, and I wouldn't be able to process it like a normal person would.
Cook was on 20 different drugs throughout his time in foster care, sometimes up to 5 at a time. The GAO report found foster kids in Texas were 4.5 times more likely to be on mind-altering drugs than non-foster kids in 2008, and foster kids in Texas were 53 times more likely than non-foster kids to be on 5 or more such drugs at the same time. Greg Kutz was the lead investigator on the GAO report. Here he is talking in a podcast produced by that office.
Our experts have told us that that is a potentially risky practice here and something that there's no real clinical evidence to support. And the problem with that is potential adverse reactions and long-term side effects such as diabetes.
Some foster children were also being prescribed the drugs at doses higher than recommended even for adults. It wasn't just Texas. All the states the GAO looked at had higher rates of foster kids being highly medicated when compared to non-foster kids.
This population is different from the general population of children.
Patrick Crimmins is a spokesman for the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
You know, foster children have been abused and neglected, sometimes, you know, horrifically. So it is to be expected that they would need more help.
Still, the department has for years been trying to reduce the number of foster kids on psychotropic drugs. Since 2004, the rate of foster kids being medicated has dropped from more than 40% to around 30% last year, and the rate of kids getting 5 or more psychotropic drugs has fallen even faster.
The goal is to ensure that if these prescriptions are necessary, that it's the minimum amount necessary to treat the child. And again, we're very, very, very sensitive, very, very aware of the risks in multiple prescriptions, and we've worked really, really hard to stay on top of that.
Still, some say there's an over-reliance on medication for treating foster kids. Dr. Lori Sarametis is a child psychiatrist in Austin. She says there are other therapies that don't necessarily involve drugs.
That is not done nearly as often as it should be, just because we don't have access to those therapies, and they often aren't paid for, which is really unfortunate. So we do often fall to medication.
The GAO is recommending better oversight of how psychotropic drugs are prescribed for foster kids. At the Senate hearing yesterday, one federal official said one way to improve the situation is to do a better job separating the foster kids who've been traumatized from those who have more serious mental illnesses. In Austin, I'm Matt Largie.